Zaffa presents My Not-So-Functional Family, written by Bridie Jabbour and read by Sarah Kantz. This audiobook is published by Zaffa, an imprint of Bonnier Books, UK. Chapter 1. Winston was like every other hometown in our collective history, in that it was incredibly dull, but had the power to both enchant and provoke regression in its former inhabitants. It was the beginning of spring, so it was a particularly dangerous time to return. The bitumen was warm enough to give off the smell of your childhood when the rain hit, and every flower seemed to be in technicolour. If that was not enough to give a 28-year-old woman whiplash from the nostalgia, Claudia Carter had returned that September to get married. Despite being the perfectly average age to do such a perfectly average thing, Claudia was feeling radical. The idea of marriage still seemed so foreign to her that it was almost subversive. This was just one of the many ridiculous things that crossed her mind as she sat on a kitchen island in her mother's house, listening to her mother cataloguing her younger sister's flaws. "And you know, out of all of you, Poppy was the one I breastfed the longest," Rachel told Claudia. "So it's bullshit that it fosters a bond." Rachel stabbed viciously at the sausages browning in the pan in front of her as she spoke. Rachel subscribed to the idea that cooking dinner was some form of martyrdom. Rachel's list of grievances was familiar. Her youngest daughter, Poppy, did not phone her mother. Poppy never said sorry. Poppy expected everyone to do the things she wanted to do, go to the places she wanted to go for dinner. Poppy always said exactly what she thought. "That skirt is ugly. Why don't you cut your hair? Your best friend is a monster." The truth being that Poppy was, in fact, just like her mother. At the core of Rachel's gripes, although she would be insulted if it was ever actually suggested to her, was that Poppy did not ask permission to do anything. And even though they were all adults, her children were all expected to ask permission. Claudia did a good job of pretending to ask permission. Poppy, on the other hand, never bothered pretending anything. "How long did you breastfeed her for?" Claudia asked abruptly. Her mother looked at her blankly. "What? Oh, 18 months.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?